Let's get some thoughts from geopolitical expert William Engdahl joining us now live. William, hi there. Thanks for coming on at short notice. It's Kevin here you're talking to. Obama's promised to eradicate the extremist ideology. Do you believe the US military campaign will help towards this end, though?
Well, I think there's a schizophrenia in Washington in the last days. I've been following this rather closely. I think the ISIS is really a false flag operation. All evidence points to CIA, Israeli intelligence, creating ISIS in order to provide the pretext for the war inside Syria and Iraq, but mainly Syria, to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. I think there's a shift in the last few days of the Obama administration, and I believe, this is a hypothesis, that Putin is playing a personal mediating role, as he did last August 2013, in defusing the launch of war by the U.S. Against Bashar.
Let me just get this straight, because a lot of our viewers around the world are going to be going, what, conspiracy theorists? That's not how they're going to see this. You say ISIS is basically something that's been made for America to go in and attack Saddam Hussein, yes, eventually.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The jihadists have been trained in secret CIA and U.S. Special Forces bases inside Turkey and inside Jordan over the past year. Obama administration refused to give military help when al-Maliki's government in Iraq was begging for it more than a year ago. And then when ISIS makes this horrendous military victory, and if you look at the personnel, the commanders, they're from Chechnya, it's an extremely dubious collection. Al-Baghdadi, some people say that's a manufactured name. So the whole thing really stinks, the whole ISIS scare. And I think that is someone's concoction to provide a pretext for military intervention.
But of course, on the ground, it's more than a scare. If you're in the path of these guys,
of
you've seen many people killed. Now, we've just seen thousands fleeing from them. Now, he's just seen another hostage video putting more fear into more people. This French guy now that appears to have been beheaded.
Yeah. Well, the hostage videos are another subject. I'm not convinced they're accurate at all, but that's another subject.
Well, nevertheless, our thoughts, of course, to that guy's family tonight. Can we expect the US-led anti-ISIS coalition to turn its weapons against Syria's Bashar al-Assad anytime soon? Then, on your reasoning, I guess we will, yeah?
Well, the neoconservatives, the neocons around the Obama administration devoutly hope and pray that that will be the case, that this will be their excuse to launch the war against al-Assad that they've been hoping for 2.5 years now. There are indications that factions within the U.S. military senior command are not going to allow that to happen. And I think there's an intense faction fight inside the Obama administration. There are hints of that in the last 2 or 3 days.
William, we know you've got your ear to the ground. That's why we have you on the program. I know a lot of viewers maybe might not see it the way you do, but it's very good and interesting to get your take on it. Certainly is an eye-opener to think about, if nothing less. Thanks very much for now, William Engdahl, geopolitical analyst.